Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
So the question becomes, which is more traumatic? Is it more traumatic and more scarring if a car almost crashes into you and kills you on a rainy day?
Okay.
Or is it more traumatic and scarring that you're laying on the couch and you cannot reach the light switch, and both of those things happen on the same day?
I don't know. It's a rough day. That's a rough day if it happens to somebody.
Yeah.
That's a rough day.
That somebody is Antoine.
Yes.
It was you, Monica, Zach, and Antoine. I mean, that's double trauma on a day. You almost die, but possibly, more importantly, it's all the way over there.
Have you ever noticed how far the light switches are from you when you're on the couch?
Mm-hmm. I am convinced
absurdly
that our ancestors, our founding fathers, our elders, whatever the heck you want to call these people that are ruining our lives now, they planned nothing back in the day when it came to the arrangement of homes. I don't think they had any idea in mind other than me want roof so it doesn't rain on my head. Uh-huh. And they put no thought into anything else.
Yeah, because I was laying on the couch yesterday, like, to take a nap.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the rain, it got dark really fast.
Oh, I know it did. Yeah.
And so I'm just laying on the couch. It's probably like 3:30. I'm like, I should probably turn the light on.
Yeah, because if you don't, I mean, day's over, man.
Yeah, and I'm looking. I'm like, it's so far. What can I throw that will turn this light switch
that's
on?
That's why you need kids.
That's funny. I almost said that. I was like, that's the number one reason I want to have kids.
Because I'll have the remote just on another cushion. I'm sitting on the couch. And I'm like, Ava, darling.
Are you calling her in from another room to do that?
Yeah.
Ava, darling.
Darling. Ava Rose. And she's like, what? I was like, can you just hand me that?
Can you hand me that thing right there?
And she's like, Mama, why?
The stories your daughter's going to tell in her autobiography.
Darling. My
Ava Rose story. Mama, call me down just to get her the remote control.
Yeah.
I don't believe our Ben Franklin looking ancestors put any thought into anything. They put lamps all the way over on the other side of the room. I think it's because you know what it is? They had nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
They had no
bored.
Netflix. They had no internet. They had nothing fun. So they looked forward to having to get up and walk across the room.
You can make a game out of it. Make a race. Hey, can you reach it? Can you get to my light switch before I can?
I'd rather play Monopoly than that game.
I'd rather go back to sleep. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give up on today. If that's the type of game I have to do, today's over.
I'll live in darkness. Forget it.
Screw it.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, game. Get out of here. Plugs in ridiculous places. Yeah. No plugs on certain sides of the room if
makes
you're in a
hotel.
Sense. Yeah, nothing makes any sense. Bathrooms in weird locations, stupid closets, like all sorts of things. I don't know what they were thinking.
The only thing worse than that are the plugs that hook up like to an outlet. Like you have to hit a switch and it turns on everything in the room.
Oh.
Like that's even more annoying because you have to walk past what you could physically turn on to turn on everything. Those are stupid.
Yep. You know what? It's like our elders were not even thinking about what their house would look like on Instagram. What?
I mean, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Forward thinking my butt.
What are they all thinking? Oh, gee, I hope I have crops so I can live. What are you doing? Prioritize. I mean, come on. 52353. What are you doing? Who's out there? What's on your mind? Feel free. Text in. We like to know people are alive. On the way, Diamond of the Day. What is it?
YouTube star. She tricked all of us.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
She tricked me?
Yeah, she tricked all of us.
I never asked for this.
Upset, but hey. She's just doing her job.
But she won.
She's just living her best. Yeah, she won. We lost.
Living her best life.
We all lost. Next. Hey! All right, there's already some suggestions rolling into 52353 about lights, and I know they think they have the definitive help, but I'm going to tell you why they're all wrong. That's in a minute.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Natalie Taylor, she's funny, YouTube star. She has like over 300,000 people watching her daily.
Nice.
Good for her.
Yeah, I know. Look, don't be throwing shade at her.
Don't sound petty.
Yeah, Miss Taylor.
Good for her.
Well, she tricks folks by posting her best life, living her best life pictures everywhere on Instagram and also YouTube, putting out a YouTube video.
Oh, yeah. Is this a chick that faked the vacation?
To Bali?
She's funny. Okay,
yeah,
I like
she
her.
She is funny.
All right, her,
but
I'm
she,
okay with.
Yes, yeah, so she posted all these pictures and videos and everything, hanging out in Bali, living my best life.
Right.
She was in the IKEA store.
Wow. Mm. They had some Bali-esque furniture in the IKEA store.
And she hired a photographer and took awesome pictures.
That's smart. And made it look like she was in Bali.
Yeah. That's smart. I like it.
If I asked you to point out Bali on the map, would you be able to?
No.
No. Antoine?
It's in India.
No.
It's not in India?
I don't think so.
We'll Google it. Yeah, no. Either way, just jump on a plane and take you there.
I think Bali is in the...
Indonesia.
Yeah, I was going to say it's close in the South Pacific, sort of that area.
Yeah, I figure it looks beautiful.
You were close. Could you tell me how long a flight is from Indonesia to India? Call that up and tell me how close
you are. I couldn't tell you how long a flight is from Roanoke to San Antonio.
14 hours.
Google me that on a map. Just how many miles? How many miles is it from India to Indonesia? Just so we know when Antoine says he's close on the world scale, what does that mean?
It wasn't in America. Uh-huh. So that was close for me.
Close enough.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Nothing else matters. There's correct. America, there's Australia, and there's everything else in between. That's all we know.
It's 2,700 miles.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. So from like here to California-ish, basically.
From here to
Vegas.
Not to California, yeah.
That's not bad
at all.
Last month, he traveled to Bali, and now I kind of want to check out his pictures again and be like, were you actually in Bali?
I know, maybe he was at
IKEA store.
Like, look in the background and see if you see like a cell phone charger.
Down the back? Is it a backdrop? Can I just take it down?
Is there a price tag on Bali anywhere when you're looking at it? No, I like her. I don't know if she must have like faked some beach pictures too or something. Yeah. But yeah, just
she's just
there.
Having fun. Hey, you like it and you follow her.
There's so many people that you look and you think, there's no way. There's no way they can afford all these things. There's no way they're doing all this stuff. Well, this one, she's just in the IKEA.
She's just in IKEA, yeah, but she is probably still living pretty well.
Which I will say.
Yeah, I think she's all right.
It's challenging around here. I think the nearest IKEA is in Bali. So we have no choice anyway. We've got to go to Bali just to go to Trader Joe's and IKEA. That's all we can do. Coming up next, Monica Brooks was downright hangry yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I did have a moment.
Actually,
a couple moments.
Is furious a word? Because she was furious.
It was
dangerous.
Mini outbursts.
Yeah, and they were strong and they were cutting. So we'll explore what it's like to be hangry. And also, I know you think you're helping. You think you have the solution. I'm telling you, you don't. Next. I know they think they're helping, but it's not helping. It's not going to work. Text 52353. Good morning to you. Let's see, Jessica text in. She is up early to help a friend in Chilhowee do some sewing.
Okay.
Up early sewing.
Sewing.
Right. Yep.
That's
sewing.
A good friend.
Like a scarf. What is it?
A button.
Yeah.
Button back on some
stuff. Little get together.
Maybe they're stitching somebody up.
Ooh.
Yes, late night bullet wound. Oh, go over there, sew some people up. We were talking about how Antoine was dealing with true life trauma yesterday.
Yes.
Where he was on his couch and he needed to turn the light on.
Yes.
And it was just too far.
It was so far away.
Yeah, too far away. And this person texts 52353. Guys, Bluetooth light bulbs, control your lights from your phone. Yeah, but then when your phone is too far away.
Exactly.
Extra problem. And this person says, get Alexa smart plugs. You just say, Alexa, turn off light. Mm-mm, can't do that either because someone will always screw with you.
Yeah.
Monica will come into your house and she will mess with you.
Monica will call you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll have her on speakerphone and she'll say it. Like, I could see you doing that.
I for sure would.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
She would call you and she would yell it. Like, Alexa, off! And then just turn everything.
And then she'll hang up her phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still that person that walks through the toy aisle and I have to hit the buttons and turn on all the toys. Like, because they go, everything's
you're
going
hilarious.
On. You're like, who did
see,
that?
You're still a kid. And that's why I can't deal with the smart speaker in my house. And I'm going to try to stop saying her name because I'm sure I'm messing with everybody's stuff right now. Is anytime I try to use her, my son in particular, he'll talk over me just to mess with me so the speaker lady won't recognize me. So I'm trying to get her to play something and he's going, that is it.
That's funny.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
It is,
it's Monica.
It is Monica. And I get enough Monica when I'm at work.
That's true.
I don't need tiny variational offshoots of Monica when I get home.
But that was funny.
Nope.
Keep doing it.
The only solution here is a long stick. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only solution. That's
just
long stick with a pincher?
Like a yard stick or something.
Oh.
A pincher. Put a pincher on the end of a yard stick or a yard stick on the end of a pincher.
Right. Mama's grabbing stick. That's what you need. You're going to need one of those and that is it. Monica, yes, sir. I mean, not only is she a stain and she's mischievous, she was downright hangry.
Mm.
And it was cutting. I enjoyed it, though, because it was for my benefit yesterday. It was good. I wasn't the victim. I was. You helped me.
It was like little outbursts throughout the day. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry.
Because we were talking about matching outfits, and Antoine must always match.
Yes.
I mean, he's got, let me see, right now you have a Nike Cave Spring hoodie on.
Uh-huh. It's all Nike.
Do you have Cave Spring pants on, too? Because you've had that before.
Yes.
Oh, you know it.
And my Nike shoes and my Nike socks.
Doy.
Duh.
But then I found that the last time I was in matching outfits, It was all Puma stuff. I was mocked by a friend. Well, Monica destroyed that friend. I feel watched in the other direction. If you have all matching stuff, because I did this the other day. I had Puma sweatpants on, and I had a Puma hoodie.
Don't rub it in.
Oh, you
and
were fresh.
I had Puma shoes on, to which someone said to me, look at you. Do you work for Puma or something?
Who said that?
Because
they're cornballs. Tell them to shut up.
Oh!
No. Ooh! I just angry.
That escalated so quickly.
It did.
I mean, just listen. She doesn't even know the story. The reaction from zero to death is so fast. To which someone said to me, look at you. Do you work for Puma or something?
Who said that?
No.
Because they're cornballs. Tell them to shut up.
Oh!
No. Ooh! I mean, she's like, who said that? I need names and addresses.
Sorry, Mom.
I know. It was
my bad. A little hangry. It happens.
It was my pastor. I mean, jeez, Monica.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so we got her a Kind bar.
And
it worked out just a little bit. So if you've had hangry moments recently, a little temper tantrum, you can weigh in at 52353. Next up in the Scoopla, I have the list of parenting wins. These are the things that we as parents find to be life's tiny victories.
Okay.
And since Antoine doesn't have children,
correct,
we'll add in life's tiny victories because he was so proud of his beard the other day. His little baby beard. We have children. He has a baby beard.
Uh-huh.
We'll get into all of that. That's next in the Scoop.
It's the K92 Morning Thing.
Jurassic Quest tickets on the way and Fat Chance, me versus Monica. How much faith do you have in us? Then how much faith do we have in you? Now, tiny victories.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Starts in the parenting world, where it is, it's always a battle, and you're usually losing.
It's true.
Well,
isn't it? Always, you're always trying to come back.
Yes.
The score is always, you're always down on the scoreboard.
Yeah, because what I find with children is where they have the edge is they're relentless on everything, all the time. So they never give up. And they have an excessive amount of free time because the whole adulting thing.
Yeah.
They don't have to adulting. We do. So that just cuts
they're
you down.
Saving that energy.
Right. So even if you both have a solid hour to argue, you also went to work earlier in the day. So you just don't even want to deal with it with your remaining hour. Meanwhile, a kid thinks, look, I've been playing video games all day. I actually need a good break from this. Let's argue for an hour. Let me do
They'll try to test you.
So these are the parenting wins. These are the 10 things that parents consider wins. A lot of them are related to each other. The number one win is getting your child to eat their vegetables.
Eat your veggies, please.
I'm sure that's what it sounds like in your house.
No.
Eat your veggies, please.
No. I mean, Hendrix is pretty good with it.
Is he? Is your daughter, I can't remember, is she picky or she's decent?
She's a little picky with certain things.
I mean, your husband's the worst of the three.
Yeah,
there's really
like
no
veggies.
Helping him. He's grounded. That's it.
No vegetables for him.
Do you have any of these rules of eat this broccoli and you don't leave the table even if it's tomorrow morning? Anything like
that? Well, sometimes they complain about dinner. Oh, I don't want to eat. I don't want to have this. I don't want broccoli and cheese. I'm like, well, that's what you're getting. So either you go to bed hungry.
Yeah, your choices.
That's the only option.
That's a fair choice.
This lady here writes all the rules in the house. What was that ancient Greek guy that just hammered them out on the tablet and put them up on the wall?
Yeah.
That's Monica's house.
You can't say you're hungry.
I live by those rules.
Yeah. Monica Brooks's code.
Yeah.
Keeping your child quiet and occupied at the grocery store. Getting your child to finish a meal without whining. Getting your child to eat a healthy snack.
It's all about food.
Yeah, it is.
Eat.
Getting your child to ask for a healthy snack. That's a bigger one, is for them to take the initiative on any of those things.
Ava will ask for carrots.
Will she now? Okay.
Yeah, she likes carrots and ranch. But that's okay.
Does she know that she has to eat them outside? She's not allowed. Keeping your child quiet and occupied on a long car ride. Getting them to finish their homework, getting them to bed without a tantrum, getting them bathed without a tantrum, and this one I think is big. Distracting them as you pass the toy store at the toy aisle at the store. I would say getting through a store without having to buy them anything, darn near impossible.
See,
an amazing accomplishment.
That was never an issue for my mother.
Right.
It was never an issue.
Because
we would stop, before we walked in that store, she would just look at me and say, Don't you ask for nothing in here.
Yep.
All right. I got the same thing. I'm going to press these buttons to make noise and pretend like they're my toy.
I know exactly.
But I ain't asking for a single thing.
I try that one, and they either don't listen, or then they pull the wild card, the thing that I can never argue
What's
with.
That?
Christmas money. They always pull out the Christmas money. My daughter, she runs her own bank in her head. She goes, well, I have $47 in Christmas money, so I'm going to go ahead
and
buy this.
Does she have that money on her?
No,
on her person.
It's on me.
No, you can't do it. You got to have that money on you right there.
It's in my bank account, so they just go take it off my tab. Running the tab is all it is. If you don't have kids, I mean, if you want to weigh in on a parenting win, you can at 52353. I considered it a parenting win when we went to Disney World and my daughter and I sat next to each other on the plane and I was watching something on my phone and she was watching something on her iPad and she was watching The Office. I just parenting win. Look at that.
That's good.
I was proud of her.
Well, and so while I don't have kids,
Is that your parenting win?
Yes. Yes. Victory. Any parent of a girl I ever coached considered those girls like my kids.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And so one of my parenting / coaching wins was when the girls brought their jerseys back at the end of the season.
Oh.
Because the season ended, but we didn't have the end of the season celebration till like a month later.
Gotcha.
And so we were requiring them to remember to bring their stuff back.
Right.
And all the girls brought it back. I said, look at that responsibility.
That's really nice.
Did you threaten them?
If you don't bring it back, you get charged.
They knew what the deal was.
You're going to eat a sock.
Who wants to be on this team next year?
Oh, no.
C-U-T. You're done.
You better hang that jersey up. It's the last time you're going to wear it.
And if you don't have kids, I mean, Antoine was very proud of his baby beard the other day, too.
Your baby beard.
I just trimmed it down some over the weekend and just felt like I was so out. I kept looking in mirrors and stuff.
Like, I did that.
This looks nice. Look at me. You go, boy.
That's what I felt yesterday when I plucked this one random eyebrow hair I had. It was out of whack, and I pulled it out. And then I thought, smooth.
Like, look at it.
Look at that.
Lay it down.
Me. I can look surprised or angry, and it's all even now, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Fat Chance is on the way next for those Jurassic Quest tickets. Then, if you are a Red Lobster lover, I imagine you might be furious right now. Did you hear the new policy about the biscuits?
No.
The biscuits. You're going to be very mad. People are probably screaming every day over there. We'll explain.
Welcome to Fat Chance, a game where we find out how much stuff you know about stuff when you're watching stuff and listening to stuff. I am your host, Antoine Terrell. Playing with us today, we have Zach Jackson.
Look, I was so wanting to talk while
I was
talking
fast. I was trying to speed through it before you could jump in.
And I didn't. And I was really thought about it. And I was looking at you, and I was almost trying to get you to distract you with my eyes instead.
Didn't work. And his opponent is Monica Brooks.
Hey.
Fat Chance is a game where we find out how much faith you have in your morning thing and how much faith your morning thinger has in you.
Yeah, round one's all about us, but then round two's all about you. So let's meet the yous and see what's going on here. We say good morning to Diana. Hi, Diana.
Good morning.
All right, Diana, who are you teaming up with? Me or
you,
Monica?
Zach.
Okay, me.
You.
All right. Me, Zach. Fantastic. Me and Diana, we will be team one. And that means we say good morning to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning.
It's you and Miss Monica, Cindy.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Woo! She sounds on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought Diana, you know, didn't sound terrible or anything.
They sound great.
They sound, we'll see. They sound okay for now. Antoine, explain the game to everybody.
All right, so I'm going to give Zach and Diana and Monica and Cindy a category, and you guys will predict how many items your partner can name in that category within 15 seconds. If you feel your partner can name more than your opponent, you can raise the stakes by adding numbers. If not, you say Fat Chance, and your opponent has to go first to 2 points wins.
And then, of course, round two, we flip it all around, and how much faith do we have in you? So, Diana, it's me and you first. And if anyone's on speakerphone, take it off, because I'm getting this little echo, and it's Diana specifically
from
you.
Make sure your radio's off.
Make sure your radio's off, all that stuff.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. Diana, go ahead and you'll start the bidding. Antoine, present the category, please.
All right. Diana, there are a lot of famous people in the world.
Yes, there are. Yes.
Animated, real life, fictional, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. How many famous ducks, D-U-C-K-S, can Zach name in 15 seconds?
Ducks. Okay.
Real, animated, whatever.
All right.
Oh, let's go. Five.
Okay.
Okay. Five ducks. All right.
Okay.
All right. Cindy, how many you think Monica can do? Or you can say Fat Chance to Zach in five.
Are there five famous ducks?
Maybe.
I'm going to say six.
Ooh, six. Six. Okay. All right. Diana, it's back to you. Either seven or more for you and Zach, or Fat Chance to Monica in six. Zach is really
fat
thinking
chance,
this one.
Monica, fat chance.
Okay, fat chance.
All right, Monica, so I need six famous ducks in 15 seconds.
Go!
Okay, the ugly ducklings. Affleck duck. Donald duck. Big baby duck. Ducky duck. Mighty ducks. Goose duck. ducking under desk.
Ducking under desk. So I guess this really depends on how does Antoine score these.
Yeah.
She didn't get six.
I didn't get six?
No.
Are you sure?
I think I could do six.
I counted the Mighty Ducks as one.
Okay.
That was a good one. I didn't even think about that.
I didn't think of the Affleck duck.
Yeah, I counted that one too.
I had Donald, Daisy, Huey, Dewey, Louie.
Yep.
Howard the duck.
I counted that one.
And the disco duck.
Those are mine. I would have counted Darkwing Duck, Scrooge McDuck.
And I forgot about all those ducks.
Oh my God. Yes. All of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of ducks.
DuckTales a woo.
Yep.
But you know what?
You don't need it. Shout out to you.
Big baby duck. That was a big baby.
Correct.
Wasn't it?
Big baby duck. Shout out. Point for me. Okay.
All right. And point for Diana. Zach and Diana. All right, Monica, it's on you now.
Okay.
Just happened Valentine's Day, Valentine's weekend. A lot of love, romance.
Yep.
In 15 seconds, how many reality shows where the focus is on dating and relationships can Cindy name?
Cindy.
In 15 seconds.
Cindy, do you watch a lot of reality TV?
No.
So it's trying to win a date, get a date, stay in a date.
That was a very emphatic no right there.
Okay, do you think you have at least like three? You can do three.
Okay. Oh, no. Jeez.
Well, you don't have to do it yet.
But three, you have three. Yeah.
Okay, three.
Okay, three it is. Diana, do you watch reality television?
Not really.
All right, let's see what Cindy can do. Fat chance. Cindy, you have 15 seconds to give us three. Go.
Oh.
Go ahead. Relationships.
Housewives of Atlanta. I don't know. I'm sorry. Bachelor.
Yep, that would have been one.
Well, you can have that one at the buzzer.
You're wrong.
Yeah, because you could add Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, 90 Day Fiance, Temptation Island.
Man.
Singled Out. Like all of, there were so many.
The Dating Game.
The Dating Game.
Back in the day. All of those.
I would have counted all of that.
Well, you know what? She only got one. So that's a victory.
It's okay, Cindy. It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right. You don't get the family four-pack of tickets to Jurassic Quest.
Diana does.
Happening this weekend.
And you know what? I'm proud of myself that not only did I not interrupt you, Antoine.
You did not.
But I didn't say anything because it's Zach and Diana. I didn't say it's a little ditty about Zach and Diana.
Well, I'm
she liked it. You shut up, Antoine. Diana found it amusing for 1 second. That's all that matters. Fat chance. In the books here on The Thang coming up. If you love the cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster, you are furious with what's going down. Also, the Chick-fil-A conspiracy continues.
Mm-mm.
I will present today's evidence in my ongoing conspiracy of Chick-fil-A and all of their alleged feel-good news stories. That's coming up in the trending.
K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Cheddar biscuits.
Yeah. The biscuits.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what's going on, Monica. They are no longer unlimited at the Red Lobster.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I'm talking about that you can't go and just eat 9 trays of cheddar biscuits and then take your meal home with you to eat later.
Uh-huh.
You have done this to yourself.
What, each table gets 5 biscuits?
You get 2.
Oh, you get 2.
Each person gets 2 for every entree.
Yep, you get 2 per entree.
Huh.
Which is fine.
They cut you off.
Yeah. That's good anyway.
Well, nobody needs more than 2 biscuits.
You really don't.
You really don't.
You really do not.
But there's
They're not that great anyway.
Oh, I get it.
Honest.
Ooh, look at you.
They're not. I'm more of a Texas Roadhouse roll type of person. Yeah.
I mean, I think they're good. But again, nobody needs more than 2. So if you're eating more than 2, I know what you're doing. You're trying to work the system. You're saying, I'm going to fill up on bread, the cheddar biscuits, and then I'll take my leftovers home with me for a second meal. Well, because you were working the system, they are having to make some changes, and now here's where we are.
Cut off the biscuits.
Yeah, so you have no one to blame but yourself. Mm. You're the one who did this. This is why more places you don't get chips and salsa for free as much anymore either, because you just ate 9 trays of chips, and then you went home.
I always feel like that's hard to do, but I mean, like to...
Some people
really
have no shame, Monica. They'll just keep plowing. They'll keep asking. So, yeah, people are going to be mad. I don't know if anyone listening works at Red Lobster. You can text in anonymously and let us know if people are mad. We'll see.
Number 2.
Got a conspiracy for number 1, but coronavirus, of course, still trending.
Uh-huh.
Interesting little tidbit about the coronavirus, and then an interesting benefit of the coronavirus. First, the tidbit. This scientist says, you know where he thinks the coronavirus came from?
What?
Where do you think the coronavirus
bat
came
soup.
From? Bat soup.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You think it's
people
bat
soup?
People
were eating a lot of bat soup and rats. Yeah.
Okay.
At a restaurant.
I did not hear any of those things.
Did you hear about that?
I didn't. That didn't
like
scroll
Wuhan
across my news
City
feed
or something like that. Yeah, okay. Wuhan City. I don't
see, because on my internet it talks about people eating cheddar biscuits. On yours it talks about,
you didn't see about the bat
rat
soup?
Soup. No, I did not. Okay. But no, I did see this scientist who claims that he believes the virus came from space. Meteorite.
Just drop down some virus.
Yeah, well, that's something that there's a lot of scientists that do believe. That viruses, bacteria, and strands of DNA exist in space, and they come to Earth on comets and meteorites, mm-hmm. tiny little thingamajigs. Ugh. And I guess there was a specific meteorite hit recorded in China in that area last fall. And I think the sort of fast rise of this coronavirus, his speculation is it came off that meteor.
Aliens are playing with us.
That's a cover-up.
It's a cover-up to something else.
Yeah.
See, I feel like bat soup would be a cover-up for the meteorite that carried viruses.
It came from bat soup. How, I don't know.
How is it that we would try to cover up bat soup? Is there a bat soup industry that we don't know about?
Yeah, I believe so.
Who are the bat soup people?
Yeah, well, that's the cover-up.
I can't wait to watch this documentary.
The whistleblower.
I cannot wait now.
Has vanished. The person that originally started
they were under
about
that meteor.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, what happened to him?
They were under that meteor.
There's a lot of shadiness. I don't know. I think it was bat soup, though.
You think it was the bat soup, and they have
so,
covered it up with a story about
I love it.
A meteorite to protect the reputation of bat and rat soup.
Something's going on that we're not supposed to know.
All right. Yeah. I'm just not sure what we're covering up. That's my question.
Number one.
Let's deal with better conspiracy theories.
Uh-oh.
Like Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
It continues again today, people. You know my conspiracy theory.
Yes, we do.
I believe, because you constantly see good news stories about some Chick-fil-A employee.
Yeah, someone gives birth.
Manager, you know, saves a baby.
I mean, they are awesome.
Yeah.
Sure, whatever.
My
also
pleasure.
Believe they're causing these incidents. That's what it is. They're giving someone an extra large chicken nugget to make them choke on it to then save their lives for the positive reinforcement. And it's all about because their new bat soup will be coming out soon. So, you know, they want to just make sure they promote it well. This is another one today. Chick-fil-A employee finds $900 cleaning the restaurant and returns it to the rightful owner.
Such a good person.
Oh, such a
good person.
I know. Just an amazing person who I do believe stole the $900 from this person in the first place.
Now, obviously, I'm surprised. Like, okay, $900 is a lot of money. I gave the money. She was extremely, extremely grateful for it. And I mean, almost tears in her eyes. I mean, it was a good moment to be able to give that back to her.
Right. After pickpocketing her and stealing it in the first place. That's what we have here.
This is a nice story.
It's out of Georgia.
Okay.
So hold on to your wallets if you go to the Chick-fil-A in Georgia because they may steal your wallet. Now you'll get it back.
Yeah. You'll get it back.
But they just want you to be part of the story. This woman, it was her rent money. And I guess she went in to get something to eat and left an envelope on, because everyone leaves $900 in an envelope on the floor. It is. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the benefit of the coronavirus is the price of lobster is going down in this country, baby. Because I guess everybody in China buys all our lobster.
Yes.
And we're not sending stuff over there right now and vice versa. So this lobster guy says it's going to be cheap here.
These are the tails. Most of the people eat just the tail of the lobster. Now the guys that can't ship to China, they're getting what they are really worth in this market. For the next month, we should be able to enjoy lobsters for a reasonable price.
So there you go. But you only get two biscuits with that. Two. That's it. You don't get unlimited when you go to Red Lobster. Update on Biscuit Gate. Is there a conspiracy here? Because Red Lobster has corrected the statement and they say it is unlimited still for the cheddar biscuits for dine-in. This is only for online orders.
Oh.
Do you think this was a misunderstanding or a quick scramble
I don't know what
to
happened
change
there.
The other way?
Yeah, so only for online.
Oh, yeah. Online, you get two.
Uh-huh. But who walked in and said, I need all I can eat as online order?
I know. Who would order online and say, please send me 1 million biscuits?
Yeah, I want all the biscuits.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday
This woman's a meanie. Comes from Jared. Zach, you got a birthday scam. My wife, Hannah. She is the absolute worst to try to get up in the morning. She snoozes at least 6 or 7 times and is late to work at least once a week because of it. I always joke that she needs to pay somebody to drag her out of bed because I can't do it anymore, and she still does it every single morning. I thought maybe you could wake her up and mess with her a little. Get her. That's from Jared. Right. I'm calling with the brand new service here on the K92 Morning Thing Birthday Scam, the Wicked Wake Up Call. And she's mean.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Wakey, wakey, little Miss Flaky.
Oh, sorry. What's going on?
This is your friendly morning wake-up call. Rise and shine, camper.
I didn't order any call. I think you have the wrong number. But...
No. I'm calling you back. This is not going to end this way. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I told you that you have the wrong number.
Wait, don't call me again. Wait, hold on. This is Hannah, correct?
Yes.
Yes, this is your wake-up call that was ordered by your employer.
What? My work did this?
Correctamundo. My name is Corky St. Clair. I run Sleepyhead's Wake-Up Service, and we like to think of ourselves as the perfect service for people like you.
People like me. What
That's
that
right. Stubborn night-night monsters, wrong side of the bed, cranky pantses. Let me guess, you snooze like 6 or 7 times every morning.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, snooze no more, little Miss Snore. Corky is here to bend your ear and help you tackle the day-day-day.
My work hired you?
That is correct. They want to help you, Hannah Banana. Can't have you late to work anymore with your face all crusty and full of eye boogers.
Okay, well, I'm up.
Yes, sirree. Yes, you are.
All right, goodbye.
No. Hold on. Oh, heavens no. We will not be ending like that either. Calling number 333.
Why are you calling me again?
You know, I don't feel like you were very appreciative of my call.
What are you talking about?
This is my career. This is my craft. This is my art. My heart and soul goes into Sleepyheads.
Okay.
Great. And then here you are. You just hang up on me and you don't even say thank you. Why are you so mean?
Oh my God. Are you crying? Are you actually crying?
Yes, I'm crying. You're an awful person. No wonder you stay in bed. At least there you can be monster of your own kingdom.
Okay, I'm sorry if I upset you, but also you're not going to speak to me like this.
Oh, now look at this. I'm sorry you got upset. That's not even a real apology, woman. You know what? You go back to sleep. At least that way the rest of the world doesn't have to deal with your meanie pants dance.
Okay. I don't know who you think you are, and I don't really care, but you will not call me. Wake me up and talk to me.
Think
like this,
I have
okay?
to call you every morning because your employer is paying me to. Every single morning with you, Hannah the Rotten Banana. This is just great.
Okay, do not bother because I am blocking this.
Fine,
right
do
now.
It. Block the number. I already have everything I need anyway.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means I'm done because your birthday scam is over. You're on a birthday scam right now. Hi. Good morning, Hannah.
What?
Hi, it's Zach from K92, and you are live on the radio right now. I guess technically it is also a wake-up call, but officially it's a birthday scam from your husband. Happy birthday!
Oh my God, why did he do this?
Because I heard you're a morning monster. He said so.
Yeah, but oh my God.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam.
Telling you, this might be the worst first date ever.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
That's what we got here in Blow Your Mind. I think it might be the worst first date ever.
The worst first date in the history of first dates.
Yes, that's what I got.
There's a lot, but I tell you right now, UCLA is in some hot water right now.
Oh, are they?
They're in hot water. But it's not a jacuzzi either.
What did they do?
Okay, well, I got a woman that she did something while having her brain tumor removed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So she was having surgery and she did something while in surgery.
Interesting.
That has me like out. I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say to that
because I'm interested and terrified all at the same time. So we'll get to you. We'll save yours for last. We'll save the most confusing for last. Worst first date ever when he asks her to blank. Is it A, sit in the back seat with his grandma? B, be his getaway driver? Or C, take his drug test for him?
I'm going C.
I'm going C too because like I love grandmothers. They're super nice. Mm-hmm. And a getaway driver, that's action. That's okay. Action on the first date. So I'm going C.
Well, you should have picked that one because that's what it was. Sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Yep. Man gets prison time for robbing a bank on a first date and forcing his date to be his getaway driver.
Oh man.
She ignored the red flags though here, Monica. I mean, ladies, I get it. Dating is tough.
Uh-huh.
Finding a good man is such a challenge. I hear it all the time. And they're like, man, I just want to have a job or whatever. So she meets Christopher on some dating app.
Okay.
He lived about 30 minutes away and said, hey, please come pick me up at my mom's house. Because that's where I live.
She said, all right, all right, I can get past that.
Yeah, I know. For me, I'm sorry. You're done. Warning flag. No. So she goes, she picks him up, and he started drinking wine in her passenger seat.
He was nervous.
I guess. Again, red flag number
all
two.
Right.
So he says, hey, I need you to stop at the bank on the way to our date. If you go ahead and do that, that'd be great.
Quick stop.
Yeah. So she just pulls up. She's fine. You just wait in the car. Let me just run in. I'll take care of stuff. I'll come back out. Comes back out running, holding a gun and $1,000 cash, gets in and goes, drive, drive, drive. So she became getaway driver.
But he was going to buy her something with that money.
You don't know that.
That was dinner money.
They were going to do something with it.
Red Lobster.
It was an expensive date.
I'm not sure if the biscuits are free or not anymore, so I got to go ahead and get some extra cash. He got 5 years in prison. She did not get any jail time.
Just
so you know, that is your follow-up. So she's no longer in hot water, but UCLA is.
Yes, and why is UCLA, the university out there in California, why are they in hot water? Did they A, accept the wrong student, B, kick out the wrong fraternity, or C, accidentally give free tuition?
I'm going to go C.
Boy, they really don't want to do that.
No, they don't.
My dad almost accidentally got kicked out of college. I'm going to go with B.
All right. Well, both of you guys are wrong.
Whoa!
They accepted the wrong student and then had to tell the student, we emailed the wrong person.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Destiny received an email from UCLA saying congratulations on your acceptance, blah, 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 blah. So she emailed them on the follow-up because she went to the website and was like, let me just double check. And it said no decision has been made.
I'm like, well, but
so
I
she calls
letter.
Them. Yeah, she goes, I got this letter. So she calls them and they said, we are so, so sorry. We emailed the wrong Destiny. We are still reviewing your acceptance.
Can't they just let her in?
No.
No, they just probably gave her a pair of red gift cards.
They said to check back later this weekend.
They can't. What do you mean they can't? They can if they want to.
I mean, they can, yeah.
But they don't have to.
They told her to check back this weekend.
Oh, what a terrible mistake.
That's terrible.
I've seen that before. There's schools that have done that where they've accidentally accepted too many kids for 1 year and then they email back and say, oh, by the way, you're on the wait list. Wow.
I guarantee she put it on Instagram and everything as soon as that came through.
Yeah, tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing. It happened to my dad in the reverse where he had the same name as another student and they confused his second semester grades, and because this other student's grades were so low, they said, I'm sorry, but you have been kicked out of college.
No, wait, I studied.
Yeah, flunked out. Turned out it was the other guy instead.
Okay, so this woman, she did what during her brain surgery? A, performed surgery on someone else.
Oh, that's a Monica story right there.
Yeah.
B, played the violin.
Ooh, impressive.
C, she ate a cheeseburger.
I'm going with the violin.
Yeah, it feels like the violin. Yeah, they're not letting her perform surgery on somebody else, though. I'm sure that's what Monica's request would be like. Look, while I'm here, can I just take out an ingrown toenail or something?
The violin. She played the violin. So she didn't want to lose her music skills. The doctors allowed her to play the violin while they performed surgery.
Because is this one of those ones where they did it while she was awake?
Yeah.
Oh, those are so freaky.
So they just numbed the area that they were going in, obviously.
And they're all in there working on her brain and just tap it away, and she's just playing the violin.
So do they stop if she misses a note? Like, is there another violinist in there that's like, nope, you need to slow down. She's messing up right there.
Good question.
No, they should, though.
I totally assume, because this was a Monica story, and this is the kind of thing Monica would do if she was the doctor, is they hook this woman up to a violin, and during the brain surgery, the doctor would be like, yo, watch this. And just tap, meet. No, yes.
Play the music.
Yep. I can make this chick move her arm. Ready?
Dr. Brooks over here.
Because that's, oh, yeah. I can totally see you doing that. I know, that's wild. Mm-hmm. Those brain surgeries for people who are awake are just so
weird.
Insane. Coming up next, it's not weird, it's pathetic. And I did it.
Uh-oh.
And I knew, even while I was doing it, I felt pathetic. But I wanted this tiny, yet pathetic, accomplishment in my life. What did I do right here in the workplace?
Okay.
Y'all were victims of this, and you didn't even realize. I will confess next on the thing. All right, look, man, it's pathetic. But I'm here to confess.
Okay.
I wanted this accomplishment in my life, no matter how lame it was.
And people will go to extreme measures to reach certain goals,
right?
To create certain moments,
right? Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes what I don't understand about us either is we lie to ourselves to create these moments, and we know deep down it's a lie, and we do it all the time. I think back to when I used to go to the gym and I had the little workout notebook.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, and you have your little notebook and you write down 12 reps at 150 pounds, and there would be times I'd be there working out. And I would pump out 11 reps. I'd write down 12. I would write down 12.
Correct.
And I knew it wasn't 12.
Imaginary.
Why did I write 12?
Shame.
I write it in my own book. No one looks at this book but me. Because who on earth would want
to
look at this
book?
Lie to yourself. Mm-hmm. You lie to yourself all the time. And that's what I did here the other day to have my own personal pathetic achievement for no particular reason whatsoever. And I even recorded it on my phone. This pathetic achievement right here. Because we have a fancy filtered water dispenser thing.
Yes, we do.
And it keeps count. It has a counter.
It does. It hit 1,000 while you were not here.
I know everybody rubbed it in.
I sent you a picture of
they
it.
They did. See, they know that I like accomplishments like that. Because what you do is you go over and you fill your bottle, and it keeps a counter of how many bottles we've saved.
Right.
You can be so proud of
yourself. And just so you know, that was the head guy's idea to make sure we sent that to you. He came to me directly.
Oh, I know. Antoine, it always starts at the top.
Yes.
I understand. Absolutely. Well, I went over last week to get myself some water, and the counter was on 1971.
Okay.
1971,
which sounds relatively insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to call it a year, it would be 1971.
Okay. Yes.
Well, you see, guys.
Random year.
I was born, I'm a bicentennial baby. I was born in 1976.
Okay.
The 200th anniversary of America. Me and Murica, we were born, we were celebrating our birthday in 1976. And I thought to myself, man, I really would like to have the 1976 bottle saved of this water.
Look at you.
But I know darn well if I fill up right now, I ain't gonna come. Someone else is gonna steal my thunder.
That's correct.
That will happen.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I filled and poured out 5 bottles of water just so I could take a picture of 1976.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so wasteful.
Probably killed a dolphin somewhere. I'm sure that's how this works.
Oh.
Yeah, so poured all that water out just to get the 1976. I did.
That machine's supposed to help us.
I ain't gonna lie. Save. I thought about sitting there for 10 minutes and sucking it down to 2,000 and taking that one too.
Let me ask you a question, Zach.
Go ahead.
Do you know what happens to that water when it goes back through the filtration system?
Tell you, it kills a dolphin. Something. I don't know.
It's not good.
No.
I have no clue what it is.
I don't know.
But I started it like I knew. That's wasteful.
I think every time you pour one of those bottles out, it says bottle saved, but then at the same time, a kitten doesn't get adopted somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, it's probably a baby cries every
time
you pour it out.
You feel good about yourself.
Are you proud of yourself that you got the year, no matter how you got
it? Yeah, he is.
I feel like time will heal these wounds, and later it's going to be more of an accomplishment.
He's all right. He has a video.
We have to pay for that water. Every cup that gets filtered, that's why it's keeping track, because the station has to pay for it. So those 5 bottles that you just wasted were paid for no reason.
Well, who cares? We're not paying for it.
It's coming out of our check. It's going to be our. We're going to have a staff meeting.
Everything's coming out of our check already. So you want to do
not
that?
Not our check.
You owe me 48 cents.
Yeah, put it on my tab. We'll see. I have the accomplishment on my phone. As far as everybody else knows who doesn't work here, I nailed it. Mm-mm. Bicentennial, baby.
No.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
Dirty little secrets on the way. If you would like to expose yours, feel free. Text it into 52353. Also, since we're kind of being pathetic and lame anyway, let's go ahead and talk about the last time you had an embarrassing and or ugly cry.
Mm.
You cried. It was about something pathetic. I darn near cried in my living room in front of my son. I'm trying to raise a man. And I almost cried for something pathetic that we were watching on TV.
Oh.
A totally random television show almost made me cry. I'll explain. All right, it was Lego Masters. Lego Masters almost made me cry. I'll explain.
one.
Okay, good. I'm not alone. Other people like pathetic accomplishments, too. This person texted 52353. I drove around an extra 12 miles after work just so I could be the one who was driving our car when it hit 250,000 miles. Not proud, but totally worth it.
Mm. Yeah. That one's not as bad, right? That's not as bad because you're going to hit that at some point anyway.
Yeah, but well, we're going to hit that at some point anyway here.
Somebody's going to hit that, not necessarily you.
Well, this person says, so I could be the one driving, which means they probably share a car with somebody else.
I guess. Yeah,
okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So again, you want to hit that accomplishment. I pulled over on the side of the road when I had a car that hit 100,000 miles.
And took a picture of it?
Yes.
That's not bad. I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
But I also didn't drive around extra just to do it.
You just stopped. You were paying attention while you were driving.
Well, look, you know what? You guys stole 1,000 from me. So I wanted 1976 on the
water
bottle.
And I will say that, I'm trying to think if we set up 1,000. We might have set that up. It was the news people. Just for the record, it was the news people.
True.
They called me over.
Fake news.
You gotta blame Clark.
Fake news.
Yeah, it was Clark.
It was Clark.
It was Clark.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you fabricated just to rub it into me in the first place. So there you go. So that was my confessional. And since we're confessing and just laughing about stuff and being a dork and every other thing, I darn near cried during Lego Masters the other day.
What happened? I've seen like 10 seconds of the show.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. My son loves Legos. So we figured we would watch this Lego Masters show where they build all this stuff. And it's a competition show, so there's all these different teams, and there's teams that are co-workers, and there's teams that are friends, and there's a father-son team, and it's a grown son. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's an adult, and his dad is probably 60-something years old, but they started talking to both of them, and the son was talking about how it was just such a great thing that he could do this with his dad, and his dad starts talking about how it's the greatest moment of his life. He can have this with his son. And I look over and my son is sitting there on the couch and I'm thinking, oh my God, this is going to make me cry. Aww. I'm going to cry over Lego Masters. I held it in. I pinched my own nipple just, aww, you know, try to stop it.
Pain calls pain.
Boobs,
Dad's
garbage cans.
Crying.
Yeah. So I did not. But I think everybody, you get cut down on by pathetic things.
Well, for me, it was America's Got Talent the other day, and I don't watch the show at all.
That's one that makes you mad because you feel like you've been manipulated into this.
Yeah, I'm
cry.
Like, wait a minute, I don't. But so they were doing like their finale, and they kept like pairing people up, like one of you two are making it to the finals, the other one's going home. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't care. And then they have two kids, and the kids are solo acts, both of them, not even a group. And I'm sitting there, and the camera keeps cutting to their faces. I'm like, oh my God.
Aww.
One of these kids are going home.
Right, their lives
their
are over.
Dream is going to be ruined.
Career done, because every single one of them says, this is not the last you'll hear from me, and it's the last you ever hear from them.
Yeah, so, I had to change the channel before they sent one of them. I couldn't watch. It was too sad. And I don't even watch this stupid show. But I was like, I cannot watch one of these kids get disappointed.
Well, and that's what happens to you. You'd be like, I'll be darned if I'm going to ugly cry over America's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. You are not going to make me do that. You can text in 52353. Monica doesn't cry, so I don't even know.
Oh, you stop it. No, I actually got teary-eyed over, I was watching Wendy Williams, and the stripper that fell and busted her face open.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That made
that
you cry?
That made me a little teary. Because she was on in her
jaw. You
were
laughing so hard?
No, her jaw is wired shut, but she's telling her story. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You got back up, and you did your thing, girl. Mm. Like, and I was like, but it was one of those weird tears. I'm like, oh, my. Well,
that stripper twerked with a broken
jaw. It's a life lesson.
She's
no matter
going to school and stuff.
No matter what life throws at you, twerk through it.
Right. Yeah.
Twerk
you gotta
through
just
it.
Twerk it.
Even if you're the one who's been
twerking. Get back up.
If life throws a stripper at you and she lands in front of you, you just twerk right off. Oh, my God. If you haven't seen it, it's on our most viral page. Mm-hmm. So if you go to K92Radio.com, scroll down a few. 20 feet in the air, man.
Yeah.
It was some like Super Bowl.
She's retired from stripping.
Whew.
He's done.
Even firefighters are like, yo, man, I ain't touching that. That's too much of a pull right there. 52353, your last embarrassing/ugly cry. Feel free. You can also text in your dirty little secrets. We have a call set up. She has a secret that might get somebody fired. Uh-oh. What's that? We'll find out. Probably somebody crying right now. Just going to listen to that song. Mm-hmm. Maybe I heard it 100 times. It hit them in some certain way. I blame February. I think this time of year.
It's February?
Yeah,
but it's love month.
No, it's gray and dreary, the weather and all that stuff. And then the pressure of love month and all that makes people cry for no good reason. 52353. Somebody else did totally cry during the same Lego Masters scene. So
there you go.
So you're not alone.
The host damn near cried.
Wow.
It was
Batman.
The father and the son were both super emotional about it, and they couldn't even get through their sentences because they were just so excited. And then they almost got eliminated, which is about ready to make me cry too. Hannah in Roanoke says the golden buzzers on America's Got Talent make her ugly cry every time.
That is exciting.
Somebody else, I watched Frozen 2 with my girls in the theater this past weekend. Not once, but three times I cried.
Whoa. Oh, that's a lot.
Gosh.
It is a lot. I ugly cried because I dumped my $30 face moisturizer on the bathroom floor.
Yeah, you cried.
You should cry for that
you
one.
You should cry.
You're not getting that money back.
Told you, I spilled all those hot nuts on the carpet. Oh, my God, yeah, I cried. Tears. Kyle in Christiansburg, I cried because I lost my Pokemon Go streak for spinning Pokestops.
I used to play that game. It used to be fun.
Did that get you emotional if you had a streak for spinning?
I didn't know there was streaks. I think that's a new update.
Save that for your confessional.
When it first came out, you hush.
I cried during American Idol. Let's see, somebody else. I cried when my husband came home from work the other day. To be fair, I'm 6 months pregnant. Yes. Okay.
But to be fair, she still didn't want him to come home right then.
Yeah. I don't know, did you want him to come home or not want him to come home? That's the question.
Oh, true. Oh,
she might have just been, I'm just so happy to see you, and I'm just so happy that you're my husband. 52353 if you want to weigh in. Dirty Little Secrets on the way. I'll probably just throw a few of these in there as well. Hot list now.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
So Ben Affleck, it seems like he's doing well. You know, he's been in rehab
a couple times.
Yeah.
I think he's doing, let's call it okay.
He has a new movie coming out.
Okay, does he? Does.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a basketball movie. He's a basketball coach, but he's also like an alcoholic and things. I'll find
also
the name of
real
it.
Real life kind of thing.
I mean, so he's playing himself, but had to learn how to be a basketball coach.
Pretty
That's
much,
really,
yeah. Okay. Okay, well, he says his biggest regret of his life is his divorce from Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, because it's just all that behavior ruined the marriage.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
And I don't think it really had anything to do with them necessarily having other problems.
Mm-mm.
It was just all of that. So he did. I mean, he really kind of ruined his marriage, which sucks.
Yeah, but maybe they'll get it back together.
Yeah, and the movie is The Way Back, just so you know.
The Way Back.
It's The Way Back.
Yeah, they're not getting back together.
Push that way back.
That's going way back, sorry.
Harry Styles had a terrible Valentine's Day.
I saw that.
Yeah, so he was held up at knife point. Yeah, he was robbed.
That's love.
Not by his date. He got robbed.
The robber demanded cash. He said he played it cool. He handed over some money. The guy ran off. He was unharmed. So...
Which
he survived.
Good.
Yeah, it's good, but it's a terrible Valentine's Day. My goodness.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for him, at least he thinks, all right, I gave him some money, and who really cares?
He's also single.
I got money. I'm good to go. So he was just out.
He was alone.
So he was alone on Valentine's Day, and then he got robbed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, now that is salt in the wounds
there. I mean, write a song about it, though. We'll play it on K92.
Coming up next, Harry Styles, Knife Point Love, here on the K92 Morning Thing. Tom Holland, by the way, since we're talking about little British celebrities, he says he had to leave Instagram.
Why?
Because he was obsessed with himself on Instagram.
I don't have Instagram right now. I just had to get away from it and take a break. It was like taking over my life and I was becoming obsessed by it. How many likes did I get and what did people say about my picture and who's doing this and who's doing that? And it just, I found myself focusing more on my Instagram life than I was with my real life.
I say it happens to a lot of people. I don't think you have to be a celebrity to get caught up in that stuff too.
Yeah.
Watch that with when you got kids going into middle school and everything. Mm-hmm. Boy, they get all wrapped up in Instagram. 52353, you want to confess your ugly/embarrassing cries or any other dirty little secrets you have. We have somebody coming on with us who has a secret that might get somebody fired. What is it? Next, brand new birthday scam. This meanie, the wicked wake-up call. She makes me cry. I'm an ugly cry during this birthday scam. Next. She has a secret. Might get somebody fired.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone? Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out,
bring them out. Bring them out. We all have secrets. And it's important to remember that you need to tell them to us.
Yes.
Because...
Because.
Well, because.
Yeah, just because.
It's fun, man. Like, we entertain y'all a lot. I don't think it's too much to ask for you to text in some nice little secrets.
Anonymous.
Because radio's free, so this is kind of like your...
Right.
For sharing.
And then we don't judge. We just... look, we observe, we move on. Text 52353. We're talking about ugly crying. Amanda in Salem, I cried once at the end of a marathon. I wasn't running. My husband was. And I didn't cry when he came across the finish line, but everybody else just looked so happy or relieved, so I cried. Him, you're like, all right, good, you're done. We can get out of here. Text 52353, confession. I backed into my husband's car the other day. Lightly, I swear. This is what it says. Didn't say anything. He thinks somebody did it at work.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, you might just want to keep that to yourself. Just keep that to yourself.
Yeah, because especially if, you know, there's
always
something.
He doesn't like his coworkers
anyway.
Right,
there's always something you hate about work anyway, so you might as well have that hate over there.
Oh, shucks, I can't believe that happened.
Oh, it's probably Charles.
Steve. Yeah. Curse you, Charles and or Steve. Was that Monica?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Oh, have you now?
Back in the day.
That's why I park where I park, Zach.
When Jared had his gallant, years ago.
And, look at her.
Yeah, and so I backed into our apartment building. I just pulled out just a little too far and bumped the apartment building. I didn't say anything. And I'm like, oh, it scratched it up a little bit.
You hit a whole house.
You hit a building.
Yeah. So when I get home, he walks out of the apartment. He's like, someone hit my car. I'm like, man.
Yeah, it was 39J.
Yeah, it was this whole house jumped up and hit you in the butt. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
See, poor Jared. He gets someone else hits his car. And then also, when you own a Mitsubishi Galant, which is the car, it's impossible to sound cool or serious when you own a Galant. You have to put your arm in there. Galant. 52353. Oh, this is excellent. I do the grocery shopping. It's from a dude. I do the grocery shopping in my house, and my wife uses this really expensive shampoo. I buy cheap shampoo and then squirt it into the old bottle.
Refill the bottle.
See, you have no clue.
She'll never know.
Shame. She won't.
There, like, man, my shampoo, it's real important. She got Prell. Yeah. Got Prell in there. We have somebody. It's not Jennifer. She wants to be anonymous. So let's get her on. Let's see what the deal is. Says she has a secret. Could get somebody fired. What's up?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good, good.
I was in this one. It's like, how are you? This is medium.
I share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
My
share.
My heart is racing.
We like sharing time. It's fun. Go ahead.
Okay. I just don't know if I should share this. But okay.
I say you should because
you're here now. Go ahead.
It's on the piece of paper. I need it. Yes.
I'm going to do it.
Go ahead.
Okay. I am hooking up with my sister's Manny.
Your sister's Manny.
Yes. Manny, where I am. But it's fine either way. I don't care. Hook up with your sister's nanny.
Male nanny.
Yes. Male nanny is so one. Hot. I mean, it's just.
Well, people have them, but it's okay.
Of course they do. Yeah. And I want to say it's fine. But then as a dude, I'd be freaked out if I had a nanny in my house.
You know, because you're so used to a nanny.
Of course, I guess if you're the husband, you're all freaked out that the manny's going to sleep with your wife. And it's okay. The manny's sleeping with your sister-in-law. It's fine.
That's right. It's perfect. It's good. It's good for everybody.
Okay.
I guess.
So more power to you.
We hook up whenever I visit.
Okay, what see, now, that might be the only problem here is your sister. Because when you have a new baby, I find that women are particular about how things should be going, especially if they're paying someone. So if he's having fun time when he's supposed to be clock.
Yeah, the baby was put down for a nap.
Is that
Yeah. The baby's sleeping. Okay. And it like revitalizes him.
You okay.
Know, it gives him energy.
What are you, like a power up in a video game?
She's a mushroom in Super Mario.
There she goes. Okay. Well.
Exactly.
Congratulations, yeah, I guess.
I only know his first name. I sort of enjoy the mystery of it.
Oh, my God. You don't even know his
He's
last
younger
name?
Younger than I am, which I don't normally do, but it's okay. I give him a pass.
All right.
Special occasion.
I mean, we all know what his last name is. It's the Manny. That's what it is.
Exactly. It's right. First and last right there.
I'm Rodrigo, the Manny. Well, how are you?
Have your fun, girl.
Exactly. Not hurt anybody.
Have your fun, but also I'm thinking keep it a secret. You know?
Yeah. Keep this
what?
One a secret.
Yeah. I mean, if this is going to develop into a relationship, then obviously you have to let her know that me and Rodrigo are a thing. But if not...
I don't think so.
Best life. Okay, well, then there you go. And it'll only be awkward once this ends.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's fun now.
That's all that matters.
And what's more important than now? Because what if we all get hit by a train later?
Exactly.
Oh. Right? Always, it's always a train.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I'm going to stay away from the tracks today. Well, thank you for the confession and more power to you, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks.
Very excited.
I know, she is like, woo.
Like she just gave herself a high five.
Finally told someone. Yay.
I did it. Yay. Okay, coming up. Oh, there's a mystery involving some tongues in jars. Human tongues in jars. What was the mystery? Or just what does Monica think the mystery was?
Yeah.
That might be where we're going.
This isn't Monica's house?
Hey, it was for science. You know, I had to study.
I didn't fully check. Do you have any property in Gainesville, Florida? Have you ever been to Gainesville, Florida?
I know, that's all that matters.
Have you ever given a dog a Gaines burger? Has any of these things ever happened? Well, we'll explore. That's on the way. I'm going to try to solve some mysteries.
I like doing that.
In the next 20 minutes.
I like it.
You know, I want to get Monica's theories on one here next about a bunch of tongues in jars.
Okay.
Because the mystery has allegedly been solved. Do you believe it?
Uh-oh.
Or what do you think the reason is there was a bunch of tongues in jars? But now, I ask you this question. Why is my foot wet? Why?
Why is it wet?
I don't know.
You got sweaty foot?
Wait, your foot is wet? That's the first question.
I shouldn't even say, Antoine, it's not that my foot is wet, but my foot has felt wet. Lately, when I put my feet into shoes, okay, specifically my slippers, my house shoes, my right foot, right in the middle, mm-hmm, kind of feels like it's wet, like I stepped in something and my sock is wet or my foot is wet or whatever. But if I take my foot out of there, it ain't wet on the inside and my foot ain't wet. Why does it feel wet?
And that slipper. Huh? Was that slipper once wet? Did someone, or maybe your son, dump some water in it?
I was going to ask you, one of your puppies in your house.
It's like,
but it's not wet. That's what I'm telling
it's not
you.
Wet.
It
you,
is not wet.
Wet.
So you reach your hand in, it is not wet in there. And it's not wet on my sock when I take it out. But I put it back in, feels wet.
Hmm.
What is this?
Ghost pee.
Yeah.
Ghost pee.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. There's your house is haunted.
All
first
right.
and foremost.
I'm not ruling that out.
I think that's clear. And in the house, there was a disruptive child.
Okay.
And the child's moved away. The child's okay. And
no, the child's dead. It's a ghost.
No, but it was okay. It died of old age.
Okay. Well, but, you know, back in the day, people only lived to 8, so yes, it was fine.
And the child had a urine problem. He peed a lot.
All
he
right.
did. It was him. And so on Thursdays, the second Thursday of most months.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Because I wear my slippers most often on the weekends.
Yeah. And
so
and
it's the ghost pee, mm-hmm, from the child.
Yes.
Who died of natural causes.
Of natural causes.
Old age.
Of
actually,
old
not
age,
even
yes.
natural causes.
Old,
old
age,
age.
Yes.
But I guess was reincarnated as their own childhood mischievous urinating self.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
The highlight of their life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is currently the best explanation I have.
Okay.
I don't have another explanation.
Do you, I like it.
Monica?
I mean, that sounds good to me. Sounds about right.
It really sounds right.
That sounds about
that's
right.
That's what we got.
Because I really have nothing else. And I mean, are there ghosts? Could there be a ghost dog? Would a ghost dog pee? What about a ghost hamster? Because they could get right in there.
Mm.
Is that what it
See,
is?
I feel like they would nibble. I feel like a hamster or a dog would nibble.
These
a little
are
bit.
All really good points.
Yeah.
Really good points for this explanation.
Something's just wrong with your foot.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
Take the foot. Maybe that's what it is.
I like that foot.
Yeah. You got poor circulation of that foot. You got to do something.
No, I have
that's what
circulation.
It is. That slipper's too tight.
I don't have the diabetes.
You're anemic.
I don't have the gout.
You need some iron.
I'm not anemic. And I can't get rid of this foot. That's my butt-kicking foot.
You got to get some grains and oats back in your diet.
If I'm kicking butt and chewing bubble gum and I'm all out of bubble gum, this is the foot I'm using.
Nope, you better learn how to use your other one.
All right.
You better become ambidextrous with your feet.
If anyone's listening who can help me with a seance, I think that's really all I'm looking for now. Unless you have a better explanation, which it doesn't sound like there is one.
Nope.
This sounds like the definitive answer of this mystery. Next, once we've solved this one, let's solve the mystery of tongues in jars. What it is next on the K92 Morning Thing. Yeah. All right, one mystery solved. Obviously, I have a pee and kid ghost in my house.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
I didn't even bother to check the text to see if there was a better explanation because I knew there wouldn't be one. So
no,
let's see.
I'm pretty
solid. There isn't one.
No?
See? Do you leave your slippers in a spot by the window? No, I'm telling you, it's not wet. Just something feels wet. In my brain. My brain is wet. Nothing else is.
Either that ghost child or you need more iron, like Monica said.
It's your foot.
Ghost pee. It's, I'm going to have to eat a steak every day. That sounds good. Okay, mystery number one.
Before
solved.
We do this mystery,
yes,
can
sir.
I
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
can I give a birthday shout out?
Please.
All right, I want to give a shout out to Tristan.
I mean, what if I said no?
I mean, I was going to say it real fast.
Yeah. Go ahead. So, Tristan, go ahead.
Happy birthday to Tristan. He's turning 16 today. He had to take an SOL this morning. Boo. Oh.
Sweet 16.
SOL on your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Is it already that time?
Yeah, I guess.
Feels like it's always that time.
He's in Rafford.
Okay.
So I guess
birthday.
For Rafferty, it's that time. Happy
kids
birthday,
in
Tristan.
School and I'm still like, is it SOLs? I don't even know.
What month is this?
You know, it is so tough being an absentee father. I tell you. I don't know.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to me. I'm there physically. It's just I'm not,
not there
mentally. I got foot things to deal with. I got a ghost. It's peeing all over my slippers. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time for no SOLs. All right, mystery number two.
Okay.
The mystery of tongues in jars. Police in Gainesville, Florida, investigating jars of preserved human tongues found in the crawl space of a house in Gainesville, Florida. Now, they have an explanation for the tongues, allegedly. But do you believe it, Monica Brooks?
Mm-hmm.
The explanation is that the house was previously owned by a Dr. Ronald A. Bauman, a former University of Florida researcher and current professor who did studies in the 70s and 80s. He brought them. And you know what? I will let them explain instead. Where is tongue person. Go for it.
Brought the specimens with him when he came to Florida to work at the University of Florida with the intention of using it in additional research. They had forgotten that those specimens were there, but once we presented it to him, they immediately remembered, oh, those are the specimens from the research.
From the research.
Mm. Who forgets you got a bunch of human tongues
space.
Just sitting there?
Yeah. Yeah, so they were in like black market tongues. I don't know what you do with your tongues, but...
Yeah. You do that.
Yeah.
Shakira.
Shakira.
Is there a black market for tongues?
There definitely is.
I assume there's a black market for everything. Maybe somebody wants a better tongue.
You think so?
Yeah.
Or it's the mafia or something. It's some kind of underground.
Loose lips sink ship. So you just cut the tongue out. Is that what this is?
Yep. Can't snitch on us if you can't.
Is there a black market for used finger and toenails? Like, could I sell mine?
No.
I don't think so.
No, not for that.
I don't think anybody needs those.
You said there's a black market for everything. I'm just trying to make some money.
I don't think there's one for that.
All right, fine. Yeah. So that's allegedly the mystery. Are you buying it?
There's a chance. There's a chance that it's all legit.
Okay. I think there's more to it.
There is something.
Not like a yes-no question.
Maybe everyone isn't a patient.
That's what it is you have 10 tongues in jars. 9 of them are for this research project. Mm-hmm. But you have one murder you can hide in there.
It started as science, but then he got addicted to it.
He moved from where?
I don't know, somewhere to Florida, which usually is a bad sign.
Yeah, why did he move? Yeah.
Always a good question.
Because that 10th tongue.
Is that 10th tongue connected to my peeing ghost? Is that how that ghost died?
We won't know because they don't have a tongue. They can't talk.
They can't talk. Wow. We're just creating more mysteries than we can possibly solve around here. We talked about Tom Holland saying he had to leave Instagram because he was obsessed with himself. Billie Eilish says she don't read the comments anymore, which no celebrity should ever read the comments.
Do you still read everything that's on Instagram?
No, I stopped like 2 days ago.
Have you stopped?
Ago.
I love that. She's such a kid. You think she's an adult, and then she talked. I stopped like, yesterday, so I'm never going to do it again.
Do you still read everything that's on Instagram?
No, I stopped like 2 days ago.
Have you stopped?
I stopped reading comments fully.
Because
it was ruining my life. It's weird. Like the cooler the things you get to do are, the more people hate you. It's crazy.
Which is true. Mm-hmm. I don't believe her. Because if you didn't want to read the comments, I don't understand why any celebrity on earth has the comments on. Just turn it off. Turn it off. And you don't have to read any of the comments anymore.
They want
to
know.
They do want to know.
They want to know.
And I get it.
I want to find those good ones.
I would want to know,
I think they look for the bad ones because they only comment to the negative.
Well, and you know what she said that she pointed out? I don't have this clip, but it does make sense. And she's like, well, and the other thing that's such a problem is sometimes the trolls are really funny. And I do want to read their comments because they kind of make me laugh. So there's that whole side of it, too.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.